The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
The river here in North Dakota. But I'll bet you're also catching catfish in Montana, where President Trump was today in Great Falls on the Missouri River, which runs right through North Dakota.
Wow.
So you can... you can swim from Montana to North Dakota, or kayak if you like. And the Lewis and Clark followed that path up the, in their boats up the Missouri River till they got to the Continental Divide, and then they faced that challenge of getting across to the Pacific. Well, great speech today by Donald Trump. I still don't know the size of the crowd because, well, I'll try to research it during the breaks, but I can see, you know, the part of the crowd I can see. I'll go to the Right Side Broadcasting video to see if theirs wasn't up yet when I was watching today. But they show the whole crowd, so we'll see how large the crowd is. The only clue we got was from President Trump himself at the podium, who said, really, it is a shame how many thousands of people were left outside who could not get in. And he's learning as he goes, and he says, what we'll do in the future is we're going to have big screens and big speakers outside. So at all of these events, because it's happening at every single event, that there's an inability to get all the thousands of people in. And it is a shame, I'll tell you. If you, you know, well, myself and my 13-year-old, my 6-year-old, we waited 8 hours at both Duluth and Fargo, North Dakota. We were assured by that long wait of getting in. Let me tell you, if you wait that long, you're going to get into a Trump event. But some other folks who waited maybe 4 hours didn't get in. So that's Donald Trump's going to rectify that with some kind of a overflow presentation outside. Great event today, and of course we're live, we being Paul Fromm and I. Hi, Paul, and they're in Canada. Hi. Let's see if Paul can hear me. Paul, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I told Paul I had my coffee, and I think he went off to get his.
Well, just to start the tea, but
Like another fantastic Trump rally. I don't recall any president, at least in my lifetime, doing that, and I think this is a very creative and effective way to keep in touch with the base, because this is going to be a battle royal in the midterms. I noticed there's some, I've never heard of him, I think it's a him, had an article or opinion piece in today's Washington Post. Although he's been a Republican, he hopes the Democrats win in the midterms, and he rejects just about everything that I would consider good about what Donald Trump has done. And they had some couple of talking heads on CNN. Of course, both of them were allegedly minority female Republicans, and they totally agreed. Yes, the Democrats may be bad, but Donald Trump is worse. So it'd be wonderful if the Republicans lose in the midterms. I think it's of course it's going to be a big battle, and it's good to see Donald Trump out there firing up the base and showing he really is a leader.
Yes, what was he doing today out in Montana? Now, as Paul said, everything going on here is absolutely new. It's never happened in American politics. Has it ever happened anywhere in world politics? But Donald Trump is going directly, he's coming directly to us out here in the hinterland. I saw him in Duluth, Minnesota. Then I saw him 8 days later in Fargo, North Dakota. Then a few days later, he was in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. And now, a few days after that, he's in Great Falls, Montana, smack in the middle of Montana. And that brings to mind I've got to go to it before the show's over, the Merle Haggard song, where the one of the lines in there is, "Set me down somewhere in the middle of Montana." "Big city, set me loose. And set me free.
Set me loose. Turn me loose and set me free.
Turn me loose and set me free. I'm tired of these dirty old sidewalks."
Okay. Well, that sounds like Toronto.
Yeah. Well, I'll get a little piece of that tune from Merle Haggard.
Yeah.
Trump was there today, and we'll play a few highlights from that great speech today. And we'll bring you some unfortunate news, which Donald Trump will weather no problem, and some great news. The great news is much greater. On the unfortunate news, you'll recall that a really good man, Admiral Jackson, was destroyed by the leftists. A great man, a great Navy admiral. He's the man who gave Donald Trump the absolutely 100% clean bill of health after a thorough examination of the president. And remember, Admiral Jackson had examined both Bush and Obama before. He wasn't a Trump man. He was a White House physician. And nobody bothered to try to destroy Admiral Jackson when he was examining Bush and Obama, and I guess giving them clean bills of health. But when he did that to Donald Trump, the knives came out. And Admiral Jackson was pilloried. False charges and so on, destroying Admiral Jackson. So he had been nominated by Donald Trump to be the head of the VA. He had to withdraw. And Donald Trump talked about that today. Perfectly good man, destroyed by these leftist swine. Well, another perfectly good man, a great man, Scott Pruitt, who was the Attorney General of Oklahoma before Donald Trump appointed him as the head of the EPA. Scott Pruitt is a man who knows that the global warming scam is a hoax. Scam. And he was not shy about saying it. And wow, you want to offend the left. You want to bring the knives out from the left and go after the global warming hoax. Well, Scott Pruitt was doing that aggressively, effectively, and they have come after him they're prosecuting him, they're investigating him, they're going after his family, and finally just became too much for him. And absolute nonsense things like he flew in business class instead of coach. Oh, my God. He flew in business class? The administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency? He had a security detail with him. Oh, my God. Why would a top administrator of the Trump administration feel the need for a beefed up security detail? Can anybody think of a reason?
There being explicit threats by the left, even including, I think, some elected Democrats that are major figures in the administration and the cabinet should be targeted and should be shunned and booed and hooted at. There's only one step beyond that to actually physically beating them.
What's his face? Cutie pie here. Jane Fonda's brother, Peter. Calling for the rape of Donald Trump's young son. I bring that one out because that's hitting pretty much the bottom of the barrel. But there have been many such calls. So Scott Pruitt, great man, great mind. He resigned today, turned in his resignation, a very wonderful, sincere letter of resignation to Trump, which Donald Trump accepted. And so his deputy was appointed to the post in the interim by Donald Trump, and the work will go on. So And by the way, imagine what kind of people are in the EPA, folks. Do you think it's right-wingers? They must have thousands, maybe tens of thousands of employees in the EPA. What kind of people? I mean, it's Zelenskyites, the Environmental Protection Agency.
The only right-wingers might be the odd janitor.
Yeah, a janitor maybe. I mean, the kind of people that make a career out of protecting your environment, well, wait a minute, what is that really? What is that really? What the EPA does, for instance, is any little stream of water, any little body of water anywhere is now deemed by them to be a federal waterway. And you don't have it. If you have a farm and there's a little creek going through your farm, a little tiny creek with a few frogs in it, well, that's a federal waterway now. And so you... And then they declare, well, around that waterway is the watershed. And too bad, farmer, your entire farm is in the watershed of the little creek that runs about 2 months a year with little frogs in it who burrow down into the mud for the rest of the year. So, you know, that's what the EPA is. And it's full of left-wingers. So poor Scott Pruitt, he was in charge of a monster and had to ride that bull. And, well... he got thrown off. But now let's go to the good news. So that's the sad news. Admiral Jackson and Scott Pruitt, two great men. But Donald Trump doesn't forget these guys. Today in his speech in Montana, he was remembering Admiral Jackson and he was appreciating Scott Pruitt. So Donald Trump doesn't forget these guys, and they'll be back. They'll be back. Donald Trump will find a place to use them as patriots. He will not let them get ruined. So and we will not let them get ruined. Well, now, but let's bring up a new man. A new man. Oh, boy, are we... Listen, folks, get ready for this one. If you liked... What was the old Skippy peanut butter? If you like peanuts, you'll love Skippy. Well, I don't love Skippy, as it turns out, folks, because there's much too much palm oil in there. But just using the jingle, if you like Neil Gorsuch, you'll love Brett Kavanaugh. Who's Brett Kavanaugh? Well, we were all very pleased with Neil Gorsuch, Donald Trump's magnificent nominee for the Supreme Court, who is a strict constructionist, a constitutionalist, an original intent man like Antonin Scalia. Well, Neil Gorsuch went to, I believe, Georgetown Academy, which I believe is a Catholic school. He clerked, I believe, for Anthony Kennedy. And correct me if I'm wrong, Anthony Kennedy might be a Catholic. Kennedys do tend to be Catholic. But somebody out there with better information, correct me if I'm wrong. Well, also, small world, strange thing. Also attending Georgetown Academy is Brett Kavanaugh, a Roman Catholic. I think he's about 56 years old. Handsome as can be. Looks like he's about 45 years old. And he is a brilliant, strict constructionist, and there's a real good chance. The scuttlebutt is he's Donald Trump's first pick, which will be announced on Monday. And it gets even better. Brett Kavanaugh has already cleared the Senate approval process in a prior nomination. He was nominated by, was it Bush, who nominated him to the Washington, D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. Now, that's a big deal court. That's the court right under the U.S. Supreme Court that handles cases, federal cases, right there in the District of Columbia. Again, an attorney out there might correct me. I think it's the most important of the appellate courts. But Kavanaugh has written great opinions and dissents. His dissents are what are most interesting, where he's dissented from the liberals on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals on a strict constructionist basis. Watch. The Democrats are going to have a hard time opposing Kavanaugh because they've already approved him for the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. And so what, of course, they will find a way to, you know, oppose him in this upcoming process. But he looks like he's just a dream choice. And let's cross our fingers, folks. It's going to be Kavanaugh on Monday. Ann Coulter is ecstatic over Kavanaugh. And Coulter's an attorney. I don't know if folks lose sight of that. She's so funny and she's so effective. You think, how could she also be an attorney? Well, she is. And she has studied closely the text of Kavanaugh's opinions and wow, she says, this guy is the real deal. He's really good. All of which, of course, the left is going to, reads this stuff too. So they're going to, again, the knives will come out for Kavanaugh. But I think it's looking good. Now, the key there, of course, is confirmation in the Senate. So let us now turn to, was it Paul Harvey who said this? Or who was the radio host who said, chapter two. Let's go to the Senate race. John Tester, liberal, Democrat, phony. How the hell did he land? Did the people in the middle of Montana elect John Tester? Well, about the same way that the people in the middle of North Dakota, by mistake, elected Heidi Heitkamp, a liberal Democrat, to be one of our senators. Boy, did we screw up. Well, so did our Montana cousins. But they're going to fix that come 2018 because they've got Matt Rosendale running against John Tester. And Rosendale was there, gave a great pep talk right before Donald Trump today in Great Falls. And Montana's going to throw John Tester out on his ass and put Matt Rosendale in there. So look at that, folks. There's two senators. There's a pickup of two senators right there. Right now it's 51-49. Okay. Heidi Heitkamp goes out on her ass. It's now 52-48. Tester, he goes out. It's now 53-47. Hey, that's starting to look good. And there are more. I believe there are more to come.
There are some other areas that look pretty hopeful.
Yes, they do. And I'm not keeping my score. I should have a scorecard right up above my screen here, and one of my screens. And I don't. Maybe some of you listeners out there are keeping tabs better than I am, and you can elucidate for us and let us know. But this is looking good come 2018. And wait a minute, history is accelerating. 2018 is just around the corner. My gosh, here we are in July, August, September, October, November. Are you kidding? We've really only got four full months. Wait a minute. We've got all of July, August, September, and October. We've only got four full months until the election. Isn't that amazing, Paul?
Yeah, it's not far away. And, I think there are people on both sides, really looking forward to this. The evil wishes within the Republican Party hope their own party loses anything to spite Trump. And of course, the Democrats want to make gains, but I think there's opportunity for the Republicans to make big gains, especially in the Senate.
Yes, and the so-called blue wave. Hey, folks, it looks like a red wave is coming in. Red signifying us patriots. And let's just look at Matt Rosendale. Just so you want to get familiar with calling him Senator Rosendale. What do we know about him? Well, let's look at his life. Not much. I love the personal life of people. I like to know where they go to church. I like to know where they went to school. I like to know about their wife and their kids or their husband. But here is he on June 5th, Rosendale won Montana's 2018 Republican primary. Before running for public office, Rosendale's worked in real estate, development, and land management. He is originally from Baltimore, Maryland, and he is, that's where, by the way, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh went to school at Georgetown, is it prep or academy? Personal life, all I get is that he and his wife, Jean, have three sons, and they own a ranch north of Glendive, Montana. He may have, like other people I know, gotten sick of the Baltimore, Maryland area and moved somewhere in the middle of Montana. Good chance for you to call in at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after this break.
We are are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. Any man can be a fool.
Hey, we're back, folks, and we do have a caller. The engineer just pointed it out to me, and let me just see who that caller is. It is Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, hang on. We're going to get right to you. But first, I promised you this. You know, I've had two chances to hear and see Merle Haggard live. One was in Las Vegas, and I missed it. I hate myself for that. And another chance I had was up here in North Dakota. And I hate myself for that one, too. And well, too late now. But here's Merle, an older Merle, in 2013. With a wonderful performance of this song. We're talking about John Tester and Matt Rosendale in Montana, where the middle, actually Great Falls is in the middle of Montana.
I think it's time that folks like you and me had some fun. And the years set me free somewhere in the middle of Montana. Give me all I've got coming. Coming to me. And keep your retirement so long, so sure security. Mix it, turn me loose, set me free.
Yeah.
I said, big city, turn me loose and set me free.
Dig it, Merle. Well, let's go to Chris in Las Vegas, where I had a chance to see Merle Haggard, and I blew it. Chris, you're on the air.
Well, I'm sure sorry you missed Merle, but I like to listen to him, and I love that Big City Set Me Loose and Set Me Free song. However, I read I'm going to have to take a little opposition on you on the Kavanaugh.
Okay.
Some other credible sources that I was listening to this morning, it might have been over on the AJ channel, were talking about Kavanaugh being one of the original involved in the cover-up of the Vince Foster murder with the Clanton gang down in Arkansas. That actually put quite a bit of undue influence, terrorizing.
Okay, now Chris, my God, Vince Foster, Arkansas, Kavanaugh's a young man. And listen, Ann Coulter is an attorney. She's a really good researcher. She's a very good researcher. She doesn't miss any. Yeah, Ann Coulter gives Matt Kavanaugh, Brett Kavanaugh, her 24-karat gold seal of approval, and that's good enough for me. I don't know whatever your source is of, yeah, but I'll tell you what, I love you, Chris, but no, I'm going with Ann Coulter.
That's an awfully strong endorsement, and I respect Ann Coulter, so I'm going to do a little more due diligence on this. But
okay, now give me another thought. Give me another thought.
It may be two different or the same name. That's a possibility, and I'll certainly give you that. And I'll hold my reservations until I've qualified the information.
Chris, let me ask you a question, because this is a question I ask people now. Have you had a chance yet to see a Trump rally?
Oh, absolutely. I was one of the early ones here in Las Vegas, and I think I made a second one. Not that I was an endorser of Trump, but I was definitely curious and wanted to be there first party to see what sort of interest and what sort of, we'll call it a vibe or a presence that he had.
Now, was this back in the primaries?
I was very enthralled, like most of the people there. I was there when he brought a Hispanic woman up on stage here in Las Vegas, and there were many Hispanics that were supporting Trump. I find that on a national basis, because they understand that he offers them opportunity and everybody opportunity to achieve the American dream under the Make America Great, a Great
well,
Again concept.
Now, Chris, you bring up a good point. Help me out here. Anyway, on Fox, they brought up the point that in this incredible month of June, in which the left has rolled out every piece of artillery they had to attack Donald Trump, he's horrible on the borders. He's horrible. Oh, my God, he's separating little babies from their families. Guess what happened to Donald Trump's popularity with the public at large? It went up significantly, but it went up the most with Hispanics. There was a 10% shift. A 10% shift in Hispanics. So here's, as Sean Hannity said, and I don't know whether he heard it on this show first, but it's President Boomerang. President Boomerang. So everything the left is trying is boomeranging. It's catching them right in the teeth. They're trying to, portray Donald Trump. You know, everything they do comes right back at them. So they're utterly bankrupt. By the way, before I forget to mention it, we're going to go listen to Donald Trump just a second in Great Falls, Montana, somewhere in the middle of Montana. His son, Don, introduced him today. That was interesting. I thought Don was pretty good. Can't hold a candle to Dad, but he was pretty good. We'll be right back with more calls and Donald Trump himself right after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Hey, we're back, folks. And, hey, a couple more treats here. I'm just having fun here with Merle Haggard. What a shame that Merle Haggard didn't get to live to see this. This is his dream come true. The poet of the people, Merle Haggard, should have gotten to know the president of the people. And here he is. Here's Merle. Now, his wife of many years, Bonnie Owens, actually got her name from Buck Owens, to whom she was married before Merle stole her away. And very good friends, Buck and Merle. But here is Bonnie. You get to hear her voice singing the same song, Big City. This is back in Austin City Limits in 1991.
Turn me loose, set me free. Somewhere in the middle of. Give me all I've got coming to me.
Give me all I got coming to me. Make America great again. That's what he's saying. And here he is. Here's another version of Merle. Singing. He's also, this is at another Austin City Limits without Bonnie Owens, but here he is.
I think it's time some guys like us had some fun.
free. Somewhere in the middle of Montana.
And you know, folks, you know what Merle did? He traveled. He was an incessant performer. He loved the people. He loved playing for you and for me. And he toured. He traveled. His bus went everywhere. And the he's like Donald Trump.
In fact, in that song, America First, there's the line, I make 20 trips a year from coast to coast.
I forgot about that, Paul. I'm going to play that before the show is over. Thank you. That's right.
It's a great song. It's a nice short, about two minutes and 25 seconds.
Yeah, that's a song I used to play on the radio for years, America First. Wow, how could I have forgotten that song? And then another song, of course, that I play is a white man looking for a place to do my thing. I will find in our next break, I'll find that America First song. And chance for you, folks, if you want to call in. Let me look on the caller board here. It's open. Yes, it is. So you can call in if you would like to. Let's listen now to the most important man of all, Donald Trump. Let me find him. Let me find him today in Montana. Pardon me for repeating myself, somewhere in the middle of Montana. Here he is. And let's see. He said some good stuff. Let's listen here. He's talking about the current Montana senator, liberal, Democrat, liar, John Tester. And here's what Donald Trump has to say about this idiot. Volume's kind of low here.
Thank you very much. That was great. This is a really good man. This is a man that loves the people of Montana, loves the people of this country. It's time to retire, liberal Democrat John Tester.
Huge crowd. Packed.
And you're going to get on your side a real Montana fighter. You see it. You've been watching for the last 6 months. He is a tough cookie. He's a fighter. He's going to fight for you, Matt Rosendale. So John Tester says one thing when he's in Montana, but I will tell you, I'm testament to it, he does the exact opposite when he goes to Washington. A vote for John Tester is a vote for Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and the new leader of the Democrat Party, Maxine Waters.
Oh.
Where have they gone? John Tester voted no on repealing Obamacare. And even though we got a little surprise vote that evening, you all remember that evening, somebody came in with a thumbs down after campaigning for years that he was going to repeal and replace. But that's okay, because we, for the most part, have already done it. And we have great health care coming out, and it just came out 2 weeks ago. And we got rid of the individual mandate and lots of other things. Sometimes we have to do it the hard way, but that's okay too. John Tester.
All right, so there's the president. And I'll pause the president and go. Paul, thank you for mentioning. What was Donald Trump's campaign slogan?
America.
It was America First. America First. Taken right, lifted right up from Charles Lindbergh's speeches as the bell ringer for the America First Committee, the great speaker who filled Madison Square Garden, just as Donald Trump is filling stadiums and arenas. And now, but here's Merle Haggard. I have forgotten this. I was the first guy to play this on radio nationally. How did it slip my mind? Listen to this. This is our Merle Haggard. Listen to him.
Why don't we liberate These United States, we're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
Now, you think it's just possible that Donald Trump played that as many hundreds of times as I played it on the radio over the years and kind of thought, you know, there's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first. That's Donald Trump's platform. One of the key planks right there. Merle, you might have, one of the reasons I think Merle should have been around to see the people's president is he may have written part of the platform.
Yeah.
And the, wow. Well, wait a minute. We got a call here. Another great one. Rob in New Jersey. Rob, come in. Come in, Rob.
Yes.
Hey, Rob, Maybe? You're on the air. Yeah, you're on the air, my friend.
Oh, how are you? How are you, Paul? I haven't seen
well,
you
thanks.
For a while.
Yeah.
Hello,
Jamie,
Rob.
Yes,
sir.
You were talking about Merle Haggard and Buck Owens. Now, if you remember, we were out in California a couple of years ago at the Golden State, reunion there on the mountain in Bakersfield. And
oh, well, yes.
Merle Haggard.
Merle Haggard. Yeah, Merle Haggard
Buck
is the
Owens.
Creator. Yep.
Of the Bakersfield sound, and that's the Bakersfield sound.
Yeah.
And
folks, Rob knows what he's talking about. Rob is a very gifted musician. And so, yes, indeed, the Bakersfield sound. You got it, Rob.
That's right. That's uniquely Baker. You wouldn't expect that the country western sound to come out way out west up in a mountain. But that's how it is.
And folks, if you get a chance to go to Bakersfield, you're not going to believe this. Merle Haggard's daddy, made a house out of a boxcar, a railroad boxcar. He added a bathroom to it and a porch, and Merle Haggard was raised in that boxcar. And today, if you go to Bakersfield, you can visit the Merle Haggard boxcar, which has been, you know, people devoted to Merle Haggard have restored it and made a museum out of it. But you can go walk in the boxcar that Merle Haggard grew up in. And,
yeah.
In those songs he sings about, you know, his daddy made a living with two hardworking hands. He's singing about his actual daddy. And his mom, you know, mama tried, boy, you know, so much. One reason Merle Haggard appeals to us, and he is the people's poet. That's one of the monikers that he has, the people's poet, is he's like us. We can identify with him. The way he sings about his dad and his mom and, his journey through life, we can identify it because he's so real. And the same thing is true of Donald Trump. The fact that he's made billions of dollars doesn't make him less real. He's a real man, and he's honest, and you know, and everybody who's been exposed to Donald Trump says this about him. He's an incredibly friendly, incredibly real person, which is what everybody said about Merle Haggard. So it's an amazing pairing of the two men, and I really like the fact that we're borrowing bits of music from Merle Haggard as a salute to Donald Trump.
Yep, I think it's not so much because you borrowed it because it's Bakersfield. You borrowed it because, as you say, Merle Haggard, he hits you as a real person, a simple man that has a touch on the pulse of hardworking people and regular Americans. So,
yeah.
Thanks for that little bit of music interlude, and let someone else call.
Hey, and Rob, anytime you want to turn up your amplifier, and you can give us a few bars of anything you want.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not kidding. Right. Anytime you want. All right, buddy. Thank you. Always great. That's Rob in New Jersey, folks, and he's a stellar figure in our cause. So anytime I see the name Rob in New Jersey, I'm going to jump to that phone call, engineer. All righty, let me look across here. Oh, let's go to that Kavanaugh story. I want to reinforce how good this Matt Kavanaugh is, and listen to some of this. America First Supreme Court choice Judge Brett Kavanaugh applies Trump's economic patriotism to the law. Let's see. I'm don't have time for much detail here. I'm going to skip. He says, here's a decision where illegal aliens were trying to form a union at a meat processing plant. And
aliens, why weren't they arrested and turfed?
Well, this is in, I don't know, let me see what year it is. But in this case, this is a case of, Rob in New Jersey can relate to this. This company, a wholesaler for kosher meats in Brooklyn, New York, they argued that they did not have to bargain with the United Food and Commercial Workers Union because the workers that voted to form the union were illegals. So the meat processor, agri-processor company, they said, that's their name, they said, we don't have to deal with these people. Well, I happen to agree. These people don't have rights. They don't have status to organize a union in America. They're illegal aliens. Well, Judge Kavanaugh agreed with that. It was a dissenting opinion. The illegals won the case. But Kavanaugh wrote a dissenting opinion. He says, quote, an illegal immigrant worker is not an employee under the National Labor Relations Act for the simple reason that ever since 1986, an illegal immigrant worker is not a lawful employee in the United States. So that's beautiful. That's a guy who's got the testosterone to stand up against the illegals. Here's another one. There was a case in 2014 where a restaurant chain called Fago de Chao, they argued that they should be allowed to import chefs from Brazil on L-1B visas, which are supposed to be for immigrants holding specialized knowledge that cannot otherwise be found in the United States. Now the D.C. District Court of Appeals, on which Kavanaugh served, or serves today, ruled in favor of Fago de Chao, that they should be allowed to bring in all these Brazilians because supposedly Americans can't do that work. They can't cook Brazilian food. Kavanaugh, he wrote the dissenting opinion. So he's losing again on the court, but it's his dissenting opinions that Coulter finds so exciting. He says, he noted that U.S. multinational corporations do not have the right to import foreign workers that they perceive to be better at a particular job than Americans. Here's what he wrote. Ultimately, Fago de Chao's argument is that American chefs either can't learn to cook or won't cook Brazilian steaks. But the Americans can't learn to cook proposition is a factually unsupported stereotype that finds no home in the specialized knowledge visa program. And the Americans won't cook proposition, in the end, is just an economic argument. Like other restaurants, Fago de Chao must compete in the chef market by offering better wages or benefits to attract quality chefs. Fago de Chao undoubtedly would save money if it could simply import experienced Brazilian chefs rather than hiring and training only American chefs to cook at its steakhouses here in the United States. And at bottom, that seems to be what is going on in this case. Namely, Fago's desire to cut labor costs masquerading as specialized knowledge. But under the provision of the immigration laws at issue here, mere economic expediency does not authorize an employer to displace American workers for foreign workers. Now, that's my kind of Supreme Court justice, Paul.
And I think the caller who, I think he did admit that he maybe should have a little bit more research. So, I mean, I think we should all be suspicious. He really sounds pretty good.
Yeah. I think Brett Kavanaugh might have been still in high school when Vince Foster was murdered.
Oh, yeah.
I think actually that might be the case. We have got a last break, a chance to take another call. If you can get one in, we'll be right back.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. We've got just one little tiny segment left. I don't see a caller, so I want to go with this. Ann Coulter, she gave a great Happy 4th of July column, and I'll just read a couple of paragraphs from this. Very, very good. It has become fashionable, she writes, to equate the French and American revolutions, but they share absolutely nothing beyond the word revolution. The American Revolution was a movement based on ideas, painstakingly argued by serious men in the process of creating what would become the freest, most prosperous nation in the history of the world, until Democrats decided to give it away to the Third World. The French Revolution was a revolt of the mob. It was the primogenitor of the horrors of the Bolshevik Revolution, Hitler's stormtroopers, Mao's Cultural Revolution, Pol Pot's slaughter, and America's periodic mob uprising, from Shay's Rebellion to the current attacks on White House employees and Trump supporters. The French Revolution is the godless antithesis to the founding of America. I'm going to skip down here. As historian Ralph Hancock summarized the theories of the French revolutionaries, they had no respect for humanity, except that which they proposed to create. To liberate man, they would reconstruct his very humanity to meet the demands of the general will. And he writes, as Stephen Waldman writes in his definitive book on the subject, Founding Faith, the American Revolution was powerfully shaped by the Great Awakening, an evangelical revival in the colonies in the early 1700s, led by famous Puritan theologian Jonathan Edwards. The French celebrate Bastille Day, a day when 1,000 armed Parisians stormed the Bastille and savagely murdered a half dozen guards, defacing their corpses and sticking their heads on pikes, all in order to seize arms and gunpowder for more such tumults. It would be as if this country had a national holiday to celebrate the Ferguson riots. Among the most famous quotes from the American Revolution is Patrick Henry's, "Give me liberty or give me death." Among the most famous quotes from the French Revolution is the Jacobins, "Fraternité ou mort," fraternity or death. Or as Jacobin Sebastian Nicholas de Chamfort satirized it, "Be my brother or I'll kill you." I love that. The symbol of the American Revolution is the Liberty Bell, rung to summon the citizens of Philadelphia to a public reading of the just adopted Declaration of Independence. The symbol of the French Revolution is the national razor, the guillotine. Of the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence, all died of natural causes in old age. There was one exception, a man who was shot in a duel. And here's one I didn't know about Alexander Hamilton. This really speaks well of Alexander Hamilton. Only one other founding father died of unnatural causes, Alexander Hamilton, who did not sign the Declaration of Independence. He died in a duel with Aaron Burr. This I didn't know, because as a Christian, Hamilton deemed it a greater sin to kill another man than to be killed. Before the duel, Hamilton vowed in writing not to shoot Burr. I didn't know that. That's an amazing testament to the character of the people who built this country. Well, and you folks are among those people who are saving it after this 4th of July. We'll be back with more tomorrow night. Paul, thank you very much. Thank you, callers. We'll see you tomorrow.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Madam Speaker.